On Beacon Hill, lawmakers face an ambitious plan by Governor Patrick to overhaul transportation funding in Massachusetts. This comes as so many of us spend 2 hours or more a day commuting for work. And it's not just time, but the expense. If you live in Taunton, New Bedford, or Fall River, you're spending a quarter of your household income on transportation alone. And it's those commuters in small to mid-sized cities that are the focus of a new report that's out this morning. And joining us live once again is Ben Forman, with a few titles. He's the report's author. He's research director at Mass, Inc. and executive director of the Gateway Cities Innovation Institute. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, Ben, you know, we made a commitment to covering transportation here at WGBH, and while so much of it focuses on Boston and the MBTA, you're now sounding an alarm about other cities. What's at stake here?
Well, as our economy changes and households have less money to get to work, it's important that they have the transportation service that can get them to the job. I know, you know, for my family, we were pretty well off. We had three cars in the driveway for the four of us. And as a teenager, I could get to a job and to school and enjoy things in the community. And it's harder and harder for families today, and more they're going to depend on public transportation, particularly in our cities around the state where manufacturing has moved out. So this public transportation is really a critical economic asset.
Well, let's take one city, either Brockton or New Bedford or Leominster, where folks spend over 40% of their incomes on housing and transportation. That figure seems like a crisis for families.
Yeah, one way we look at our gateway cities around the state is they're a place where people can live affordably and rents are lower. But that's often negated by the higher costs they pay to get to jobs that are now outside of those cities. And if they're dependent on a car to get to those jobs, they have to commute a long way. And so the numbers, their transportation cost number looks pretty high, but reflective of that long car commute.
Well, not everyone can afford to live close to work, but housing does play a big role in transportation. In fact, some new research at Northeastern's Dukakis Center shows how the state's low housing supply is hurting job creation. How would funding regional transportation help that?
Well, again, because those cities, Leominster or Taunton or Brockton, are on our existing MBTA rail line. They have affordable housing, and there's opportunity to do a lot of infill housing or mill conversions. They're one of the places where we can put housing. The governor has outlined a proposal to build 10,000 units per year. We can't put that in the suburbs, but we can put it in these cities where there is an existing transportation infrastructure to get people to work. So that makes a lot of sense. But a piece of the puzzle there is to have the local bus service that can get people from their homes onto the commuter rail lines and into the jobs in the Boston core.
You know, for decades, politics has been to blame for the state's stalemate in its effort to solve its transportation funding problem. You know, the political thinking goes that what's good for Boston economically and politically just won't fly with Western Massachusetts lawmakers. And even now, solving the T's financial mess is caught up along these regional political battle lines. So how do you propose setting aside this interstate battle?
Well, in some ways, I think it's actually a good thing that there's some tension there because it's bringing more people into the fight. And for the first time, we're looking at whether there really is a need to invest in these regional transportation agencies that serve regions outside of Greater Boston. For so long, they've been an afterthought. And when you look deep down, you see that these systems are delivering service efficiently. When we put more money into them, they move more people. When those people have that transportation service, they can get into the workforce. So this paper looks at how we can make better investments in them if we're going to, as part of the grand bargain, can put more money into the T. And they have, over the last couple of years, done a lot of reform work, just like the T has, to make sure that if we're spending taxpayer money, we're spending it well. And I think also it's important to recognize that bus transit service today isn't what it used to be. It's actually getting much better, in part because we have smartphone apps that tell us when the bus is going to be there, in part because the buses are getting better, they're cleaner, they're less noisy. That hybrid technology makes it so they can move quicker, actually. It doesn't take them so long to get up to speed, and that actually makes a difference when you're riding a long route. We can change the signals, especially in smaller cities where there's not a lot of traffic and it's not going to choke up the roads for drivers if you give the bus a green light. So there's a lot of reasons why we can make that bus that is really something we've used to get around the people who are most vulnerable do that better, which is really important, but also make it a real asset that makes the community a great place to live.
Well, those are all great ideas, but to invest in regional transportation, your report says we'll need about $100 million more. So at what point does each region carry the financial burden? If you say now, how do you ask residents or businesses in, say, Taunton, Salem, and Worcester to pay more?
Thanks, Bob. I just want to clarify that point. We go by the $100 million figure. That's what the governor's plan has outlined for them. It's going to be up to the legislature ultimately to decide how much state funds they should get. Or alternatively, we could take the route that many other states use and let the regions decide. We don't currently have in place a regional tax. The advantage of a regional tax is regions can say this is what we need and we only need to raise this much revenue to support it. So if the need is different in Pittsfield than it is in Worcester or Boston, each region can have a level of taxation that's consistent with what they need. And I think when it's their own money they spend, it's more incumbent upon them to spend it well, and so there's some efficiencies that you get from that. So there's a trade-off. If we have a statewide approach, everybody across the state would have something comparable, hopefully. But that's a decision that the legislature is going to need to make.
Well, you have your new report, which is out today. So what is next to get your ideas implemented statewide?
Well, we're going to be doing regional forums all around the state on this. It's something that, just like people in Boston haven't thought a lot about the needs of regional public transportation, a lot of these regions, local leaders haven't thought deeply about, like I said, the new opportunities, the improvements in technology, and what we're learning about how you deliver bus service, and really how our changing economy necessitates better and more frequent bus service. So we're going to bring that conversation out to folks around the state and hope that as we have this dialogue about transportation revenue in the Commonwealth, one that's going to influence how we build and shape our communities potentially for decades and generations ahead, that this particular aspect of it is getting full consideration.
Well, thank you so much, Ben Forman, for joining us here on Morning Edition this morning. I'm sure we're going to hear lots more about this transportation report. Ben Forman is Research Director at Mass, Inc. and the Executive Director of the Gateway Cities Innovation Institute. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.